Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The afternoon show poll, afternoon 923 fan. As a Cleveland fan, which trade do you feel better about right now? Browns with Deshaun Watson or Donovan Mitchell with the Cavs? 59.1% of people saying Donovan Mitchell. That's a 500 votes. Vote there if you can. I just think if you're saying the Deshaun trade feels better to you than the Donovan trade, I feel like that's because of how bleak things feel right now with the Cavs and the way they've played. Mm-hmm. I think if you had asked that same thing, that same poll, if we had asked it before game three, I think Donovan would have won this by like a 9-1 margin.
9-1?
Yeah.
Like
Because I don't think people are just afraid of losing Donovan. They're afraid of losing that Donovan trade in a way that makes it tough for you to compete for the rest of this decade. I don't think that's how this will go down. And it depends who's the GM, who's the head coach, what do they want in a trade? Do they favor, like Joe Varden threw out, Tyler Herro and Jaime Jaquez? Which, by the way, as a 1-2 punch to go with Darius and Evan is probably as good of a 1-2 punch as you can get. Jaquez is a legitimately good wing player who shoots the three well, who's like a great defender, really good two-way player. I don't know if he'll ever be Jason Tatum or Jaylen Brown, but that's a really, really good two-way player, and Tyler Herro is an elite shooter. So, like, that's – but again, you're not going to get any picks from Miami because I don't think they have one for the rest of the decade. So, okay, that versus Houston offering you – Jabari Smith, Cam Whitmore, Steven Adams, and 4 first rounders. That second trade is going to help make sure that you have first rounders to spend. And I would dare say I would favor the Rockets first rounders being better at the end of this decade than the Cavs. But like, those are the two extremes. But I think both of those scenarios, you can come out of this thing winning at a high level and developing into a contender. It just might take a little while because you're building around Darius and Evan instead of building around Donovan and Evan and maybe Jared Allen. So, like, with the Browns, it's either Deshaun plays well or he doesn't. It's either Deshaun stays healthy or he doesn't. If he stays healthy, I have no reason to believe after this last year that you can't get it right. And at the very least, that this talent this year can't win as many games as they did with 5 quarterbacks this last year. But I don't know how, until you see Deshaun spin that ball consistently and that arm come together and he's not throwing dying quails every other play, I don't know how you can go too hard in the positive sense until you see that. And here's the funny thing. I think our perspective on these trades will be wildly different 6 months from now.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. I mean, once we – what is today? April 29th.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Monday, April 29th. All right, so it was 6 months. It'd be in October.
Yeah. So if you went out and let's say you landed...
It'd be Halloween.
Let's say you landed the mothership offer for Donovan. And like it's a deal that sets you up for the future and for now. And at the same point, Donovan goes out, he's healthy, and the Browns are 6-2 by the end of October. This same poll that we just put out there is going to flip. And the only way you disagree with that is unless you think that 1 year won't change our opinion of the Deshaun trade. Because I think it will. We're all tough talking here. Let's be honest. If Deshaun plays like a top 10 quarterback or a top 5 quarterback next year, we're all going to say...
I don't even think top 5 or top 10. I think if he's like a top 15 quarterback and the Browns are in the playoffs, that's all people are going to care about. And they're going to say we won the trade.
I think the Donovan trade does prove to you that there needs to be postseason success.
Yes.
So if you're a top 15 quarterback, but Deshaun plays well and you win 2 playoff games and you're in the AFC title game, we're not going to be asking this question anymore. And everybody in Houston, I got a buddy Tyler who's on one of the stations down to Houston who is like, good riddance, we're done with this trade. And it's like, you will not be saying the same thing if C.J. Stroud has a sophomore slump and Donovan has the Browns in the AFC title game next year. Or if just the Texans take a step back, which I think they're prime to take a step back. I don't know that they're going to be a 3-win team next year. That's what I'm saying. But like their schedule goes from the... a second place schedule, meaning the team that had the number 2 pick in the draft last year, to being a team that was a playoff team, won their division. Good luck with that. It's a lot tougher to be the plucky little upstart after everybody knows you can kick their ass. Let's go with Larry. Welcome to the show, Larry.
How you doing?
Doing very well, buddy. Thanks. What you got for us?
Well, thanks for taking my call. I just got 2 things that I'm going to be quiet and listen. Okay. I think the Cavs did... done better with the Donovan trade because, my opinion, I've told everybody this, Browns not even making the playoffs next year.
Why?
Because have you seen that team and what they did in the playoffs last year?
Well, but they still made the playoffs.
But they got their butts kicked, embarrassed.
This is a family show, Larry.
And I think if you fire a bigger staff, you need to fire Kevin Stefanski's too, because they're doing the same thing. Winning games, getting embarrassed in playoffs. That's all I have to say.
All right, Larry, with a walk-off there, let's go with Tommy. Tommy, real quick, buddy. As a fan, which trade do you feel better about right now, the Browns with Deshaun Watson or the Cavs with Donovan Mitchell?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm telling you right now, it's Mitchell, okay? Now, I'm not a big Cavs fan, but you know I'm a big Browns fan. And let me tell you something. Watson has to go to the AFC Championship this year. This is it. This is it. If he does not make the AFC Championship, I am done. I mean, come on. I mean, we're finally going to get a first pick next year and all this stuff. But still, this guy needs to do well. This guy needs to do real well. This guy needs to go to the AFC Championship.
So what if they get you to the second round of the playoffs, you win a wild card round, and then you lose on like a last-second walk-off field goal? Do you still feel the trade is a failure?
Yes, absolutely. This is it. What, is this the fourth year? Is this his fourth year?
It's the third year.
Third, still 3. I mean, come on. I mean, we need to go that far. We need to go to the AFC Championship, and that's my final call.
All right,
I mean,
that's Tommy. Wait, real quick, Tommy. Don't hang up just yet. You get to the second round of the playoffs this year. Last second field goal, you lose. But next year, you make the AFC title game.
Oh, I don't know. I mean.
Okay. Wait. Hang with me here. This year you make the wild card, but you lose. But next year you go to the divisional round and then you lose on a walk-off. And then 3 years from now, you're in the AFC title game with a real chance.
No,
we went the wrong way?
You're the wrong way, absolutely.
Okay, I was trying to figure it out. Tommy, we got to run, buddy. Appreciate you. I really thought we could find some amiable situation here. I think it's one season, man. It's one really good season of Deshaun playing really well and you being the playoffs. And I think, now listen, neither trade has been what we expected. When you traded for Donovan, you were thinking you're going to be in the Eastern Conference Finals, or at the very least threatening for it. But I don't think Donovan's the reason you're not. I think stubbornness organizationally, and I think Darius and Evan were far behind the growth curve that you thought they were. That's not on Donovan. The Deshaun stuff, I mean, it's Deshaun's health. I don't give a damn about six games at the end of a season 2 years ago when he hadn't played for 700 days. That we probably should have written that thing off. But this year, it does sting. And I think we're putting all our eggs in this 2024 basket. The problem is, it doesn't matter whether we say, well, this is the year and we're drawing the line, because the Browns aren't going to draw the line until Deshaun literally can't play anymore, his arm falls off, or until that contract is over. And so we keep trying to put in this artificial deadline. I think one season this year makes us all feel good enough that we stop talking about the damn trade and declare ourselves at least partial winners. But, like, he's going to have, until they decide they don't want to pay whatever and they're willing to eat the cap, he's going to have that many chances to figure it out.
It's a lot of chances. I mean, he's the guy for the foreseeable future.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.